This is the Employment Law Show.
You betcha. They're back at it. John Scholes here, Lior Samfiru, and ready to go. Samfiru, Tamarkin LLP. Reach out to Lior anytime, by the way, except for this half hour because he's busy. He's on the radio. But other than that, 1-855-821-5900 and help at employmentlawyer.ca. And the website, which is just for you, well, you and everybody else listening, it's a good one, called pocketemploymentlawyer.ca. Rolled into that's the good old trusty severance calculator, which was actually created first before the website, but rolled it into pocketemploymentlawyer.ca because it's already a pretty robust standalone piece, but there's so much else you can do on pocketemploymentlawyer.ca to answer so many questions that you may have when we're not doing the show during the week. Just simply go to that website freely and anonymously and, take the severance calculator out for a rip as well. You might not need it. Hopefully you don't ever, but just in case, you'll get a more accurate number of the severance you are actually owed. Okay, so here's the deal. Lior often gets asked when someone should call him, so we're going to talk about when it's absolutely necessary need to call. But week that was, case of the day, pal, what do you got going on?
Boy, oh boy, do we have stuff to talk about, because there's always stuff to talk about when it comes to your workplace rights. There's always stuff to talk about because things happen, things maybe you didn't expect, things you didn't experience before. You may have been a long service employee, and for the vast majority of the time that you worked for the company, everything was just fine, no problems. But maybe now something changed, whether it's because you have a new boss, maybe there's a new policy in place, maybe the company's not doing well and things have changed for you. All of a sudden, you're not treated the same way. You're being bullied or pushed around. Maybe your compensation, your hours, your responsibilities have changed, or maybe you lost your job. If any of that's happened to you, you have to understand your rights. There's a few things that you can do to understand those rights. One of those, of course, is to call right now on the show and ask the question and ask me, what do I do? How do I resolve this issue? What are my rights? So we are waiting for your calls, wanting to take them and answer them. And, of course, beyond that, you can also reach out to me in the office. We'll give you that contact information again throughout the show so we can have a private chat, more in-depth discussion. But the bottom line that I want you to always remember and take with you is that you have rights. Your workplace rights are quite extensive. And many times when you're wondering, hey, can my employer do this? Oftentimes that answer is no, they can't, and there's something that you can do about it. So let's start that conversation right now by calling. And let me tell you about a case that I dealt with earlier today. I spoke with a lady who had worked as a server at a restaurant for some 5 years or so. She was a bit older. She was in her early 60s. And she recently had to go on a medical leave for a few months, actually, because of a back condition that prevented her from standing for any extended period of time. But with some physiotherapy and efforts and medication, she was able to be well enough for her doctor to clear her to return to work. She contacted her employer and said, I'm ready to come back to work. Well, her employer said, fine, we'll schedule you as we need you, except a week goes by, two, three, four. They do not schedule her at all. They don't schedule her. She calls them. She follows up. Nothing changes. They just don't schedule her. So, of course, she does then what she needs to do, which is to call me. And she wanted to know what her rights are. So let's break this down. Number one is the failure to schedule her, to give her work. That's a constructive dismissal. Easy. Yeah. If your employer is not giving you work, not scheduling you, not paying you, well, obviously they're breaching the terms of employment. Constructive dismissal right off the bat. But there's another issue here. She's an older employee. She was off on a disability leave. It does appear that her employer now is not scheduling her because of those things. That could be a human rights violation as well. If her employer is not giving her work, effectively let her go because of her medical condition or because of her age, that's illegal. So I wanted to mention this because oftentimes, you know, we have clients that, you know, have substantial amount of income, but many times, just like with this case, we're contacted by individuals where their compensation may not be significant. You know, this lady wasn't making a lot of money, but she still has significant entitlements. She could be owed 6 to 7 months of severance easy. In addition to that, potentially human rights damages. She has substantial amounts. So reminder there, of course, to everyone, whether you make a sizable income or maybe you're making minimum wage, you should always stand up for your rights. Call us if you're dealing with a workplace issue. And remember, of course, if you're now not getting hours, if your employer is ignoring you, not putting you on the schedule, that's going to be a constructive dismissal every single time.
Always something to learn off the top, man, for sure. And here and now, by the way, before we get to a break, we'll get to a couple calls. Mark, thanks for hanging in, pal. What is going on with you?
How's it going today, guys?
Good, sir. What's up?
I got terminated from my job about 2 weeks ago, and the letter just said without cause. Nothing else was really said. He wouldn't give me a reason. So I was just wondering what my options are. I was only there 14 months, but I was hired as a parts manager, sold my personal vehicle. We had an agreement about all that. So unfortunately, I lost my vehicle. I lost my phone. I lost pretty much everything I had. So I was just wondering, he's given me 2 weeks severance. I didn't know if that's fair for only being 14 months or if I'm entitled to more. And I'm hoping I can still get EI.
So you're a parts manager, been there for 14 months. And Mark, how old are you?
40.
So someone in your situation is going to be owed right around 4 months, not weeks, 4 months of severance. Okay. So that's severance would look like for you. Now, were you by any chance recruited from another job or did you just apply here for a job?
No, I was kind of recruited, we both kind of reached out to each other. But unfortunately, looking back now, he kind of sold me the dream to leave my other job, which I was making good money there. So I'm struggling to find that kind of pay again. But I'm not sure happened. He won't give me a reason.
So that you know, because if you can establish you were recruited, you could be owed more severance than that 4 months. That 4 months assumes you were not recruited. Now, in terms of the termination itself, from a legal standpoint, he can let you go for no reason, good reason, bad reason, as long as he pays you proper severance. He doesn't actually have to have a reason as long as proper severance is owed. Now, you have been wrongfully dismissed, but you've been wrongfully dismissed because 2 weeks of severance is a lot less than the 4 months plus that you're owed. So here's what you need to do. You need to call me or email me off air. We'll give you that contact information here in just a sec. Let's have an in-depth discussion and let's get you those several months of severance that you're owed because you need that money to carry you until you find another job, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, fantastic.
Mark, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you the number, number before we move on. You'll hear it again throughout the rest of the half hour for sure. 1-855-821-5900. I want to get Sandra in here before the break because she's standing by. Hi, Sandra. Good evening.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, my friend.
A friend of mine has a situation and she didn't want to call a radio station. I said, I got to call and find out for you.
Nice.
So she's in her early 30s. She's been a waitress at the same place for about 8 years. The property was sold to a land developer, and they're closing the whole place down. The owners went to all the waitresses with contract agreements, which she didn't sign, and in it, it said that they were only entitled to 2 weeks severance. And I told her she has to get a hold of you.
And you told her the right thing, because after 8 years, and she could easily be owed 8, 9, even 10 months of severance. And if she had signed that agreement, she potentially could have significantly limited her entitlements. So, yes, I mean, whether that would have been enforceable or not, I can't say without seeing it, but it's a moot point. The fact that she didn't sign it, that's fantastic. So she definitely needs to call me, but I would also, you know, tell her to tell her colleagues, even those that who may have signed that agreement, to call me as well. They may have entitlements. We may be able to get out of that document that they signed, but certainly your friend should call me as soon as possible so we can make sure that she gets what she's owed.
Perfect. Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for taking the time to call in, Sandra. You're a good pal for your friend for sure. We'll take a short break and get into a topic, which is the times you absolutely need to call Lior. We'll continue with more of the Employment Law Show. Hang in there.
Welcome back to the Employment Law Show.
It is 6:44. We are back at it on a Tuesday evening here. Good to have you on. Lior Samfiru. Reach out to Lior anytime. He's waiting for your call. He's got a great team answering phones as well, and all very capable and ready to deal with whatever issues you have in your workplace, 1-855-821-5900 to call after the show and help at employmentlawyer.ca. But Leoric getting asked, you know, I'm not sure when I should call him. Is this important? Let's talk about the most important times you absolutely need to call Leoric and why. Well, how about this one? Baseline, you just found out, Leoric, you're being let go. You're out the door.
That's the big one. Okay, yeah. That's the one where there's no exceptions to the rule that you have to call me. If you've lost your job, whether it's just like our previous caller, Mark, where he was let go without cause, or you've been let go for cause, or you're not sure exactly why or how you've been let go, if you had a job and lost it, you have to give me a call, because the law has developed over the past 150 years in such a way that you have very significant entitlements. Okay, you have entitlements that you probably would be surprised to find out. Mark was surprised to find out a few minutes ago that after 14 months of work, he'd be owed 4 months of severance and potentially more than that even. So same with you at home. Whether you work for 14 months, a month and a half, or 25 years, you have significant entitlements. And the reason you need to call me is that chances are, whatever those entitlements, just like with Mark, whatever the company's offered you, if they've offered you anything, is a lot less, and I do mean a lot less, than what you are owed. So what you don't want to do is accept the offer, walk away from it, be afraid to pursue it, because your entitlements are not difficult to pursue. It's not a long process. It's not a complicated process. You don't have to go to court. All those things that I know people are afraid of, and I get it, don't apply. So if you lost your job, you call me, and we take care of it.
Something else, a very common scenario, but it requires a phone call. Indeed, you've been told your employer has decided to put you on the old temporary layoff. How about that one?
Well, temporary layoff, our regular listeners, I hope, know this by now. We've been hammering the point home for a while, is temporary layoff is not allowed in most cases. Well, to be more clear about it, what it means is if you're put on a temporary layoff, because it's not allowed, you can choose to treat that as a termination of employment. You can choose to consider it a constructive dismissal. So if it's a constructive dismissal, it means you can not accept the temporary layoff. Say, I'm going to look at it as a termination, get my severance. And the reason you want to call me is to get that severance. But if you don't, if you just sit at home and wait and the company calls you back, you're going to give the company the right to do it again. And to have a company with the right to put you on a temporary layoff is a very bad situation.
Yeah.
Imagine a reality where you work for a few months, you're off for a few months, and that happens whenever the company wants it. You don't want that to be the case, but it will be the case if you accept a temporary layoff. So if you're put on a temporary layoff, we should speak, and we should speak very quickly.
Carol, thank you for standing by for a moment. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Hang on a second. I'm going to turn my radio off.
Sure. No worries.
Hang on. All right.
All right. What's going on? What's the issue? Oh, yeah, we got you.
Okay. All right. So my neighbor, she's a university student. She's about 20, 21. And, oops, hang on. And she got a job in a gift shop somewhere. And she was there for, I think, about 2 years and working maybe 15 to 20 hours a week. And she said she was laid off. But I know someone who works there, and they said, no, she was let go.
Hmm.
Is she entitled to severance? Like our students?
Absolutely.
You know, part-time?
Oh, yeah. So okay. It's actually very simple. If someone had a job and lost that job, they're entitled to severance. Now, so okay. Let's say, you know, if she was working 15 hours a week, let's say, I'm just making up a number, that she made $200 a week. Let's just use that as an example. Obviously, the severance in terms of real dollars is not going to be a lot. She may be owed 2 months of pay, but at $200, it may not be a lot in real dollars, but it's still an amount that she is owed. So yes, absolutely. Whether you're a student, whether you're full-time, part-time, whether you're young or old, doesn't matter. If you had a job and you lost it, there is no possibility for that person to lose their job without getting severance, unless they did something terrible. They stole, they committed fraud.
Nothing like that.
Of course not. I get that. So yes, she's absolutely owed severance. And yeah, happy to have her connect with my team and we can help her.
And what was the email address?
I'll give it to you right now, Carol. It's simply help@employmentlawyer.ca, help@employmentlawyer.ca. And also she can use the phone number, 1-855-821-5900. Okay, so many on this list, Leoric, of times they absolutely need to pick up that phone and call you and your team. You're concerned that your employer is building up a case against you, and the way they do that may be through bad performance reviews, right?
bad performance reviews or giving you, you know, unjustified warnings for your conduct in the workplace. And what often happens in these situations with these bad performance reviews is the company, as John said, is building a case to try to let you go for cause, not just to let you go, because they don't need to build a case to let you go. As long as they pay severance, they can let you go. But if they try to let you go without severance, i.e. for cause, what a company would often do is build the case so they can show, listen, it's not like we just decided to let this person go. They had all these issues. We told them about it. We warned them. We gave them performance improvement plans. And eventually we had to let them go and we don't have to pay them anything. So if a company is building that case, you don't want to just be silent. You don't want to put your head down and hope that it's all going to go away. By doing that, you're playing into the company's hands and you're potentially making it a lot easier for the company to let you go for cause. Don't do that. Let's talk about it. Let's discuss how we respond. Who do we respond to? What the response should say so that you preserve your rights. And I'm not suggesting that you respond by accusing anyone of anything, but let's craft a response that makes it clear that you're not in agreement with them. If they say you did A, B, and C wrong, maybe we'll tell them why that's not the case. So, yes, you want to call me if the company's building a case against you so that we respond and we preserve your right either to keep your job or at least the right to get severance.
Another time you want to reach out when that employer of yours has just announced that they're going to change the terms of your employment. This could come in so many different ways at so many different angles too, right, Leo?
So your employer is saying, yeah, unfortunately, we have to change your shift. You used to work mornings, now we're going to have to work afternoons. Or maybe your employer is saying, we're going to give you a completely different job or demote you. Or maybe your employer says, yeah, we're going to have to cut your pay or take off compensation or components of your compensation, get rid of those. Well, if any of that happens, we need to talk about it. You have rights in those situations. Each one of those things can absolutely result in a constructive dismissal. If you've been, if your job has changed, you've been put in a position where you have to accept a demotion or a reduction in pay or hours change, you can choose to consider that maybe a termination. But we need to talk about that. We need to understand whether or not, in fact, it is a constructive dismissal. We need to respond quickly. Time is of the essence with a constructive dismissal. If you don't respond quickly, you're going to be considered to have accepted what the company did. So if the terms of employment change, we need to speak about it as soon as possible.
Here's another one, too. Your employer won't let you come back. This one, you can't believe this still happens, but it does. They won't let you come back from disability or won't accommodate medical restrictions when you do want to return.
Certainly not coming back, common. Failure to accommodate, even more common. See this every day, usually a few times a day, where you have a medical issue or but your doctor says, yeah, you can work. You just need some help, some support. We call that accommodation, right? And your boss or your employer doesn't do it. They don't want to. They don't try. They refuse. Or they're just being uncooperative. Definitely you need to call me. Anything happens to you because of your medical condition, you have rights. You have rights under human rights laws, under employment standards laws. And you want to make sure that you do what's right and preserve those rights. Let's make sure your employer, by the way, if they hear from me, they will accommodate. See how quickly they say, oh, this was just a big misunderstanding. Of course we're going to accommodate. We always meant to. It was just a misunderstanding. Or if they don't respond to you, they'll respond to me. Or if you say, you know what, I've had enough. I don't want to work there anymore. Then yes, we can get you out with compensation as well. So definitely a common time, an important time that you have to call me is if you're not being allowed to come back to work after a medical leave, or if you have a medical condition that needs accommodation and your company won't accommodate.
Same thing, duplicate. If it's your boss or you know, your supervisor, coworker is harassing you, that's time for the phone call right away too.
Workplace harassment, a very real, unfortunately, very common thing. It's, you know, when I started practicing law 20 plus years ago, I know that workplace harassment was definitely common as well, but people just weren't talking about it. It wasn't something that employees brought up, and it was kind of swept under the rug. Not anymore. We have rights. Many people should and are starting to be comfortable standing up for their rights to say, no, it's not okay. An employee, you have to deal with this. You have to fix it. I often speak with individuals in that situation. situation and tell them how to maneuver the situation, how to deal with their employer, how to force their employer to fix the problem. And where their employer is not doing what they're supposed to, we get them out of there, we force the issue. So don't suffer silently alone when you're being harassed, bullied, mistreated in the workplace. Let's talk about it. Let's find the solution. And let's make it better for you.
We're talking about times you really need to call the OR right away. There's some things that can, you know, could possibly wait a bit, but these ones you should get all over. This one always gives me anxiety. I mean, you've got the benefit of, you know, having a little bit of a preemptive strike, but that's when you'd be offered a new employment agreement to sign. You got to watch out for that.
Well, we had a caller earlier, I think Sandra, who said that her friend who has worked for some 8 years, her boss wanted her and her colleague to sign an employment agreement that limited their future severance. She didn't, thankfully, but that employer knew what it was doing because, once you know, they're going to close down shop now. And if these employees sign that agreement, they're going to try to, the company's going to try to pay them less severance. Oftentimes, if your boss wants you or your company comes to you and says, we want you to sign a new agreement, that is not good news. It may seem very innocent. It may seem like it's not a big deal. Well, if it wasn't a big deal, your employer wouldn't ask you to do it. They're not just saying, well, we just feel like getting a piece of paper in front of you. No, there's a reason. That employment agreement often is going to limit your future severance. It's going to give the company all sorts of rights that they wouldn't otherwise have, like the right to put you on a temporary layoff, the right to change your pay or your hours. Don't sign it. You can't be punished, disciplined for refusing to sign. And even if they're dangling a bit of a carrot in front of you. Oh, if you sign this, we'll give you a $1,000 signing bonus. Well, you could be losing tens of thousands of dollars by signing that agreement. So don't let that carrot sway you. Call me. Let's talk about it. Let me review that employment agreement. Let me tell you what it does so that you can avoid a huge, huge mistake.
Here's another one that's it's obvious, but you got to make sure you reach out. We file this under the Don't Mess With Mama or Dada. You're pregnant and or had a baby and your employer does, well, pretty much anything to you.
Yeah, and then we're going to be very broad here. If you're a parent or soon to be parent and your employer does anything to you, whether you're just announced a pregnancy, whether you've announced you're going on a parental leave, whether you're trying to come back from a parental leave and your employer does anything to you, you call. It's as simple as that. The only thing your employer should be doing is allowing you to take the leave and then bringing you back to the same job you had. That's it. Anything that's not what I just said is not legal. That could be a violation of several statutes. We need to talk about it. We need to act on it. So if that sounds like your situation, you call me right away. And man, oh man, is the law going to come down hard on an employer that does these types of things.
We are just about out of time here. Got a couple minutes to give you the contact, or a couple seconds to give you the contact information. I want to thank you all for calling if you managed to do that tonight. Good stuff. Great calls. And I know you'll all reach out to Lior and his team afterwards, which was kind of the gist of this entire topic tonight. And you're always invited to do so. 1-855-821-5900 to make that happen. The email address again, help@employmentlawyer.ca. And for all other matters, including access to the severance calculator, that would be pocketemploymentlawyer.ca. You bet we're back at it tomorrow at 6:30 again with the Wednesday edition of the Employment Law Show. Until then, have a great night. Enjoy your evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Chorus Entertainment.